But this morning, campaigners are warning that actually this election could be the most unequal in 60 years. The Poverty Alliance says voters on low incomes are being shut out of the political process, with politicians ignoring their interests and trust in politics and turnout in elections both falling as a result. Well, the group's director, Peter Kelly, is with us now. Good morning to you, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
When you say this could be the most unequal election in 60 years, what do you mean by that?
Well, we're seeing a growing gap between people on low incomes and those who are wealthier in terms of turnout. And that's something that I think really concerns us, concerns organisations right across Scotland and the UK. And we want to ensure that we close that gap. And the way that we do that is by ensuring that as many people as possible are registered to vote. There's potentially 8 million people across the UK who could miss out on voting this time round because they're not properly registered. There's possibly millions could miss out because of the new rules around voter ID as well. So we're trying to raise this issue. We're trying to make sure that people register to vote before the deadline next week on the 18th of June.
We'll come to voter ID in a moment, but why do you think there is this massive gap between those who are less well off and those who are well off in terms of registration and voting?
Yeah, well, I think we've seen a decline in trust in politics overall, and that has impacted people on lower incomes more significantly than others. And that's partly because what the evidence tells us, what research from the Institute of Public Policy Research and from Institute of Fiscal Studies tells us, is that people on low incomes don't see their priorities reflected in the policies that are coming forward. They don't perhaps see real change taking place in their communities. They may well hear the rhetoric that's used around election time, but they don't see meaningful real change. And that decline in trust then turns into a lack of participation in politics. And we know that politics are really important. We know that poverty is a political issue. And if we want to solve poverty, we need to take action as citizens, as individuals.
So,
and one of those actions is voting.
So it's not that the politicians aren't talking about the cost of living and education and poverty and stuff like that. It's just that voters in those more deprived areas are just thinking, well, it doesn't matter what they say, they're not going to do it.
I think that's absolutely one of the things that the research tells us, is that people have lost trust, lost many people, not everyone obviously, but have lost trust in politicians' ability to deliver. So there's a question here for politicians and our politics about delivering on promises that are made and addressing some of the causes of poverty and inequality.
How does the need for voter ID at this election exacerbate that then, do you think?
Well, again, what the evidence tells us is that people who are on lower incomes are less likely to have some of the voter ID requirements, so driving licence, passport, those kind of things, that are going to be required to vote this time round. So that could exacerbate these problems. But as we know from the local elections in England and Wales last time round, lots of people, including our previous Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, didn't have the correct ID when they showed up. So there's a real challenge. There's a real question about why we're putting barriers up for people to vote in any case. But we're very concerned that people are unaware of these new rules and don't have the ID when they show up to vote.
So how do we then help people make it easier for people, actually? How do we help them register? How do we help them? What about postal votes? That would make it easier, but I suppose it's a bit more of a faff to register for.
Well, I think the thing that we're doing this week, so we've got 1 week from today to make sure that as many people are registered as possible. The easiest thing to do is, if you're online, go to gov.uk, register to vote, and the process is really quite simple when you get there. Should take no more than 5 minutes. If you don't have the correct voter ID, you can apply for a voter authority certificate. Same kind of process, go to gov.uk and you'll be able to apply for that. And that you can do that up until the 26th of June if you don't have a photo card, driving licence or passport.
Would postal votes be easier for people because you don't need your ID for that? And also, we're told if you do have a postal vote, you're way more likely to use it than you are just to turn up on the day.
Absolutely. If it's more convenient, and oftentimes it is more convenient for people than particularly for people who can't make it to a polling station to register with a postal vote. Do that. The process, again, the information on gov.uk is very clear, very simple, but we need people to do it. That's the thing. We don't have everyone registered to vote. So really, what our call is for organisations who are engaging with people is to make sure that the people that they're engaging with are registered to vote, to have that conversation and make sure they register and then hopefully get out and vote on election day.
Peter, thank you very much indeed for your time. Peter Kelly there from the Poverty Alliance.